Hello?
All right, cool. Let me call Aisha right now. Hello, hi. Is this Aisha?
This is she.
Hi, Aisha. It's Clayton.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Good.
Thank you so much for taking our call. I'm on the call right now with my boss. His name is Rick. What he's going to do is going to give you a brief overview of what our app is built to do, and then after that, we'll have some questions for you.
All righty.
Okay. Hi, yeah. I'm not sure how much Clayton has told you. Hi, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
But we're putting together an app, and we want to get your input on it. So basically, the app will help you manage your business. So it will probably, most importantly to some, it will generate leads. That is, bring you new customers. And it will manage your customers. It will send out reminders, invoices, you know, via text message or email. And it will schedule your clients and invoice and accept payment from your clients. And so those are the base features. You may have used other apps like Bagaro or other. We want to include all of that plus all the things that aren't in those apps that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And so okay. I think Clayton has some questions for you as well.
Okay.
Clayton?
Hello?
Oh, I think you get disconnected? You get disconnected?
I guess.
Well, do you use any apps?
Well, I've used some of the apps pretty much, before and way in the past, and they weren't really conducive to my lifestyle. So, I think he's ringing back in.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Clayton?
Hello?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what happened. My call just ended. I don't know what happened. Sorry
okay.
about that. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Well, you
all
have
right, to. Okay. So the first question. Are you done with the overview? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see here. The first question that I have for you is that when you think about your typical day, as far as, your typical work day, what would you like to see improved? For example, would you like to get more leads, new clients? Would you like help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing? Would you like help with invoicing your clients and keeping track of payments? Out of those four, which would you
out
like
of
to
those
see
four?
Improved more?
I would say maybe like, it doesn't hurt always to have more leads, so that's always a good thing. But I would actually say maybe when it comes to the, because I pretty much do everything. I'm a mobile extension specialist, so I pretty much do my marketing. Marketing, I would say more of, I could get more help with that.
Okay.
With me, I don't really have much marketing, but you can actually Google me. So I get a lot of my
okay.
clients from Google. I get a lot of my clients from Yelp. So like you can just look up like hair extensions in Los Angeles and I'm number one that pops up. So it's not really, so that's the reason why I became very lazy when it comes to my marketing. Cause I know that, and my work speaks for itself. So I'm like, I already get leads, word of mouth and people do call me, but if there was a way that I could actually get like more marketing, I would say that would be good. As far as the invoicing and stuff, I do actually have that to where I have my receipt book to where I keep track of that. But if there was an app to help me with that, that wouldn't help. That wouldn't hurt as well.
Okay. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so let's see here. Now, as far as leads are concerned, so are you paying for any marketing at the moment at all?
No, I am not currently doing that. I do believe in investing in yourself, but some of the marketing is just totally ridiculous. Like Yelp, I don't know if you know, you can talk about them, but there it's like pretty much you pay per click. And stuff like that, I really don't want to invest my money in because, you're pretty much wasting your money. Even if you know your work is worth that, if someone is shopping around due to, like, price and not pretty much not skill, so they'll go for the cheaper one. So, you know, they'll charge you because that person clicked, but then when they saw that the prices weren't, you know, in their budget, then, you know, you still have to pay for that. So I really don't like those things. So that's the reason why I have not pretty much invested in anything like that. Like, I want to say, like, way in the beginning of my career, like 20 years ago, I would say I would do like little ads and pay for that type of stuff. But now, no, it's just word of mouth and Yelp and, you know, Google and people online that find me. So I haven't, not that I'm opposed to it, it's just I haven't found a good package to where I'm willing to actually invest my money and have really good marketing.
Okay. Now, as far as our company goes, We do have two options as far as providing leads. But first, how would you like leads? Would you like leads via call, email, or text? What do you prefer?
Call and text are pretty much at the top of the list. Text I would prefer better because you do actually have the footnotes and the thread of that. I actually really just like seeing that, so I have the conversation. You know, pretty much just for my record. So call, pretty much text. Call and then email will be the last thing.
Okay. And would you like to have direct calls from the client, or would you like them pre-screened? For example, we can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert and charge you anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead, or we can answer the call for you, book the client, confirm an appointment, confirm a charge, and charge you a small commission, anywhere between 10% to 15%. Which would be more
that's
appealing
not bad.
To you?
That would be actually more appealing because it's more of a secure thing.
Okay.
Versus it being like a cold call. So, yeah, the percentage will be, the commission amount will be better.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. And as far as scheduling, are you using any scheduling apps or anything like that?
No, I pretty much just do my scheduling. No, I just do the scheduling. I have my calendar, and I try to take Tuesdays off when I can. But I pretty much know I do everything on my own.
Now, is everything done on paper or using, like, Google Calendar?
I use my Google Calendar.
Okay, no problem. Let's see here. And and you say you're not paying anything for marketing at the moment. Okay.
Correct.
Now, as far as, are you doing any social media marketing?
Actually, no, I'm not. I have my own, like, Instagram for myself, which shows pictures of me traveling across the world, taking pictures of my hair. But, no, as far as just for my business, no, I actually don't do that.
Would you like help with social media marketing?
It all depends on, like, the caliber of people that you would get. Like, most of the people on there are not my typical clients. I don't know if, you know, that makes any sense to you. So I don't know. I'm not opposed to it. I am. All my clients tell me that, like, oh my God, you need an Instagram page just for your hair and do social media like that. But currently, no, I don't do that.
Mm-mm. Okay, no problem. Now, as far as invoicing, how are you currently invoicing your clients?
I just have like an invoice book. I have an invoice book and a receipt book to where I give my clients a receipt when they do their payment.
Okay.
And this is my corporation, so of course I have to do all that. Yeah.
Okay. So you're not using like QuickBooks or anything like that?
No. I did that when I was working in the corporate world, and it's just way too much. So since it's just me, I can actually keep track of it with the graph and everything that I actually do personally on my phone.
Okay. Now, would you happen to have interest in a mini CRM, which is a customer relations management system that keeps track of all your clients? It keeps track of the history, you know, however many times you saw them in a year, how much you charged them. So everything is pretty much there, and it would help you, you know, as far as your taxes are concerned at the end of the year, and it keeps track of everything.
Well, that's good because that'll make it'll lighten the burden for me. So.
And would you be willing to pay, let's just say, $10 per month as far as for a mini CRM that keeps track of all your clients and it backs up everything?
If it's really going to do all that and help me at the end of the month, so when Uncle Sam asks for his stuff, I'm not like, oh, my God, I'm scatterbrained. That's suitable. That's suitable.
Okay. Now, as far as our app is concerned, we're dancing around, how to charge and, what should we be charging. Do you think that we should have a monthly subscription or should it be a yearly? And how much do you feel like that would be worth to you on a monthly or yearly basis? If everything we spoke about just now, the app would do everything. You can opt in and out of whatever you would like to use. So if you want leads today, you can go on there and get leads. If you only want some marketing help this week, you would, go on there and request marketing and, all of the above. On a, just a monthly basis, how much would it be worth? Or would you prefer yearly? And if it was yearly, how much would that be worth to you?
I'm a cheapskate when it comes to that. I'm very frugal. I can tell you that.
We need numbers. We just need numbers. That way we can
I'm trying to
be reasonable.
Realistically. If there's like an adequate amount of leads coming through each week or each month, rather, not even just like, maybe like two or three each week, depending on the flow of the busyness of the year. But I would say yearly it always seems to be a little bit better, even though it's a little bit more monthly. I would say like maybe if leads are actually coming through, that's the only thing. If I'm actually getting leads from a company, I would say if I know that I'm getting leads, I wouldn't mind paying like $30 a month, $40
a month.
But that's if I'm getting leads.
Yeah, I mean, this is all in the event that the
yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I paid $40 this month, and guess what? I have no new clients. You know what I mean?
Even if it's like one or two
clients a week with me that, my clients keep coming. Like, it's one of those things that's reoccurring.
Once you get a client, on our platform, of course, afterwards, you probably won't ever book them again through our platform. So you'll be able to, that's just a customer
one-on-one.
That you have, Yeah.
Right,
so.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Okay, $30 to $40. So on a yearly basis,
that would factor like.
Now, as far as right now, are you currently answering all your own calls?
Yes, I am.
And how many calls do you think you would say that you're getting daily?
Gosh. I would say it averaged between 5 to 10 calls a day.
Ten calls per day? Okay.
Yeah, because some of them last hours. Some just get on my nerves. So if there is like a pre-screening, that would be like really, really good. Now that I'm thinking about it. Because there are clients that are like, have never had extensions and stuff.
Would you have interest in like a virtual assistant that would answer all your calls for you, and also, like I mentioned, they would be able to pre-screen your calls, and then in that way, you making sure that the only clients you're speaking to are the people that have already booked.
Interesting. Yeah. Yes. I would have liked that.
Interesting.
Because I've tried to have my family members do it, and they're just they always slack. I'm like, I'll pay good for an assistant.
Right.
And they're like, okay,
Okay. Now, out of the 5 to 10 calls that you're getting per day, how many would you say are actually converting to appointments?
I would say about 75%.
Okay.
Yeah. 70. Let's do 70%.
Okay. So 75, so that means you're probably booking, anywhere between, 5 to 6 clients per day?
Pretty much.
And what's the average charge for your service?
Average would be about $250, but I'm a specialist, so I specialize in pretty much every method that's out there. So it all range. Each method is a a different price.
If we were to get you to use our app, would you be willing to provide us with a menu? That way we can make sure that, you know, your prices are, you know, set in advance. So, you know, there's never a confusion as far as how much you actually charge and how much, you know,
your
clients being charged.
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. Let's see here. And how long have you been in the business?
For over 20 years.
And you've been on your own for 20 years?
I've been on my own for 10 years. I've been doing it for a total of 20 years. I was working in the corporate world and doing it on the side, and then the last past 10 years, it's been my own business.
And do you plan on expanding anytime soon? Do you plan on, like, opening a shop or a storefront or anything like that?
I've been thinking of possibly a storefront, but I'm very, very strict when it comes to certain things. So I really love the fact that me being mobile and me just being like that specialist on the go that comes to your events and comes to your home and do all that stuff. So pretty much no, not really. Not right now.
Okay.
Not right now. I'm opening a restaurant. I'd rather do that. Let that be that thing. I have a lot of endeavors that goes on in my life. So yeah.
Okay. No, it's not
being mobile.
You know, since we have you on the phone, is there anything else you can think of as far as your day to day that we could assist you that would make you just your life just easier to where you can maximize your earning potential and take on as many clients as possible?
Well, as of right now, I would say that all the things that you guys are actually speaking of is really, really good. Oh, another thing which is difficult, but if there is an assistant, I don't think we would actually come in contact with this issue. But I know before with different apps, they had it to where I only could have certain days that I would work with them to where I would have to have my day completely open, which was really, really weird. Like, for example, I would have to say, oh, I can work with you guys for Tuesday and Thursday. And then no other days. So if no one called for Tuesday or Thursday, I just didn't get anyone for that day. So it was really, really weird.
Oh, yeah. And what app was that?
It was, it was Style Something. I did a whole interview with them.
Style B?
Maybe. I know it's like the app has like blue writing. It's like a black background and then like an aqua blue like hand print. Cursive writing. I can't remember, but it was Style Something. Not Style Seat or Seek. I know that one. Not that one.
Style Seat. Style B though. I think it's called Style Style B.
It was a new app.
They have Glam Squad, they have Vigaro, they have Priv. Priv
yeah,
is like
so
more of a higher
ones.
End. Yeah. They're pretty much their higher end. So it's probably Style B. Because we've spoken to a lot of beauticians, and we pretty much know the names of all the premier apps.
Yeah.
And how long did you work with them for?
It wasn't conducive with my life, so I was just like, let me just continue with my being Googled and deal with my Yelp, because that has been perfectly fine. I travel all over the world 24/7. I'm living my life. So that has been good for me, to where I haven't even been, like, prompt to go and get even on an app to get more business or do anything like that, because they haven't pretty much, like I said, they haven't worked for me. So what I've been doing for the past 10 years has actually worked. So I've been, you know, continuing this path of what I've actually been doing.
Okay, let's see. And you said the only thing that you didn't like, I mean, the main thing that you didn't like about them is that you couldn't have an open
Is the setup, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like if I were to have, like, an assistant or something like that, the virtual reality thing that you were speaking of, I would say that there would have to be an in-sync calendar
that whenever I book an appointment, it pops up on the calendar. And if someone's calling regarding an appointment, it pops up on the calendar because my time slots fill up quick. And, you know, so that's kind of difficult to keep track of. That's the reason why a company that only wants 2 days out of my life, that out of the week, it's difficult. Versus if there's an appointment book, it'll be like, okay, so you're working from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. Is this slot available? Yes, the slot is available. We put someone there. Something more like that versus me being stuck to like two days out the week or whatever those days are, because I'm always booking appointments and I'm always doing that. Yeah.
Okay, and what's the average service time for an appointment?
Average service time would be typically it's usually like between 2 to 3 hours. That's for like the basic extensions. If I'm doing pretty much one of the individual extensions where they're individual pieces I'm putting into someone's head, those can range from like 5 to 6 hours. Braids and locks and things of that nature would also be in like the 6-7 hour range.
Okay. But just average, just on average, if it's just regular extensions, it would be 2 to 3 hours.
Pretty much 3 hours. Yeah, pretty much 3 hours. On a day-to-day, typical is 3 hours. Every now and again, I'll get those other requests.
Do you have an assistant? Do you have anybody that works with you, or you just...
No.
Just okay.
Solely me. I don't want to divide my money into no one else. Taking all my money. Yeah, no, not at this point in time. If I weren't so anal, I would get one, but I know that I'm a stickler for a lot of things, and a lot of people are not strong enough to be an assistant for me. So it kind of sucks. So I have to do everything on my own.
Okay, let's see here. Now, Rick? Hold on 1 second. Rick, do you have any questions for Arson?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, so, I mean, we pretty much have everything we need here so far, but we definitely we do want to work with you in the future, so you're definitely going to be hearing from us, and we do thank you for your time. Now, as far as us sending you your check, who should we make that check out to, and where should we mail it?
It would be to Aisha Caldwell, I-E-S-H-A, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. And the address is 3601.
You said 3601?
Correct.
East
Vermont Street.
Yes.
Apartment number 8, Long Beach, California, 90814.
Oh, you're in Belmont Shore, right?
Yes. Belmont Heights, like right here. Like right there. It's like, I'm like, am I Belmont Heights or Belmont Shore? It's like right here. You're like, are you a little bit?
Yeah. All right, yeah. So what we'll do is, like I said, we'll definitely be in touch within the next couple of months. We will get the check mailed out to you. Just in the event, my boss may want to have a meeting with you in the future, and you can come to our office.
No,
we're located in West LA. So I'll definitely find out from him. But like I said, we'll definitely be in touch, and we'll make sure that you're paid as soon as possible.
All righty, Clayton, thank you so much.
Thank
and Rick,
you, so
you have a great
time.
Thank you, guys.
Great help.
Thank you
so much.
Okay.
Right,
you're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.